Michel Ducereau, Deputy CEO of Planning and Competition for the Sherbrooke Canada Games, joins me to tell us what the impact that some of the sports and cultural events of the Canada Summer Games will have on the public, especially in terms of traffic and certain competition venues. What's it going to be like for those of us here in Lennoxville?
Well, you can expect a lot more traffic than usual. Because of the fact that we expect around 15,000 visitors from outside the city. So, and particularly in Lennoxville, because the games village is at Bishop's, there will be a little more activity than usual. Well, it might look like the beginning of a semester when all the new students arrive at the same time. It might look a little bit like that. So usually there is some traffic jam in Lennoxville at that time. So during the games, it might look like that, especially in the mornings and at the end of the days.
Now, in Lennoxville, we've had some construction over on College Street. Now, I usually try to avoid that area, but can you tell me what's been happening and what's going to happen with that for the Canada Games?
It's not finished yet, but it will be in time for the Games. We had an insurance from the city of Sherbrooke that that work will be done by the Games. It will be, in fact, I think it's going to be over by July the 29th.
So you held a press conference yesterday at City Hall. Can you tell us some of the things that were brought out there?
Yeah. Well, we talked about the fact that there are a certain number of sport venues that will affect will have an impact on circulation, at least for the road cycling. Anytime you make competitions in cycling, you have to close for a while, you have to close roads, mm-hmm. and we've talked mainly about that, so people would be aware, and we also said that the people that would be affected, the residents around or close to those venues, have already been involved in the planification. They know about it, they receive letters about that, and they know what to do in those cases. We also have some restrictions in some of the sport venues. We don't have too much parking space. One good example is Atto Beaver, where we don't have any space, parking space for spectators. So people will be parking around. There are about 600 or 700 parking spaces in the streets close to Atto Beaver, but people over there are not used to having that many cars on their streets. So we want to make people aware of that, so they can come up with other solutions. We also said that there might be a good way to another way to come to the venues, either by bus or by cycling or even by carpool,
yeah.
And those might be nicer ways to get to the venues and in a sustainable development way. So we talked about that, and also we said that there might be also an impact, and particularly in Lennoxville, on the cycling path. The green road that usually goes through the Bishop campus will be closed.
Okay.
But it still will be people will be able to go through the Atto Beaver Park,
mm-hmm.
but for about 100 meters they will have to step down their bike, walk that part, and then come back on their bikes. So and other parks also in Sherbrooke will be affected, but not in a way that it is closed. People will be aware that there are more circulation and there are activities over there, but not enough to close the path. The information is on our website.
Okay.
And I heard also that on the there is a on the website of the city of Sherbrooke also, where they have usually they put down the work done or the work done on streets. They will adapt it and talk about also the impacts because of the games. In a sense that if there is a lot of traffic during the games, in a sense, as we will be happy about that, because it means that there are a lot
that's
of people
true.
Coming to the games, and this is the positive aspect of it.
Yes, that's true. If there are a lot of people in the area, that means that the Sherbrooke 2013 Canada Games are a success, and that's what we all want it to be. Thank you very much, Mr. Michel Ducereau, Deputy CEO of Planning and Competitions for the Sherbrooke Canada Games 2013.
Thank you.